We actually had the unfortunate example of Oklahoma City. And we became involved with families in Oklahoma City because the outpouring of aid for the federal employees who were affected there was well beyond the immediate needs of the families. And so we decided the best thing to do was to create a scholarship fund to pay for those kids to go to college. And so when 9/11 happened, we knew that if the donations again outpaced the immediate need, that we would do the same thing for children who lost a federal employee parent that day. And so that's what we did. We did about $400,000 in immediate aid to families, and then we had several million dollars to invest for the education of about 50 children. And so we've been pretty much from day one, we were at the Family Assistance Center that was set up for the families in the immediate aftermath. We were there for a month registering families, helping them with their immediate needs. And then we've registered all of the eligible children, and we stay in contact with those families. And as the kids get to be college age, they have a full ride. Wherever they get in, wherever they want to go, we will pay tuition, room, board, books, fees, and in some cases we've helped with travel to and from school as well.
In an unfortunate sense, probably 9/11 then felt a little bit familiar to FEEA, having been through the experience of Oklahoma City.
It did. And again, you know, in a very unfortunate sense, you know, we were happy that we knew what to do in that type of situation. We knew how to be helpful to families. But we hope we never have to test that skill again.
In this scenario, are most of the kids children of people who worked in the Pentagon? Do you also help kids who are in New York or impacted by the crash in Pennsylvania?
Had there been any federal employees with surviving children in Pennsylvania or in New York City, we would be helping them as well. But in all of the destruction that happened in New York, the federal employees, the few who were impacted, did not have surviving children. And so they're not a part of, those families are not a part of this program in the, its ongoing
so
sense.
So it just worked out that
they're
all Pentagon.
It just worked out that way. Exactly. They're all Pentagon.
We're speaking with Robin Kehoe, Director of Field Operations for the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund. And I'm curious about the long-term effects on families. Now, it's been some years since Oklahoma City, 10 years since 9/11 in the Pentagon. And what do you find happens to those kids as they grow up? How do they deal long-term with the tragedies that they suffered?
I would say it's a very individual experience. It varies widely from child to child and even within a family. But one of the things we've definitely seen is that students, particularly those who were closer to college age when 9/11 happened, have had a little bit of trouble kind of getting themselves started, getting themselves launched. So we have a number of students who have started at one school, maybe transferred to another, maybe taken a year off and gone back. And I think for them, knowing that the funding is there, however long it takes them to complete that undergraduate degree, is a very reassuring piece. It allows them to deal with the personal issues that they need to deal with so that they can go on and be successful in school.
And how does FEA accumulate that funding in the first place? How do you get the pot?
We had an enormous outpouring of donations immediately following 9/11. People knew that there were federal employees affected, and we had donations both from individuals and major corporate donors who came in with donations in the $500,000, $1 million range. So we ended up with a pool of several million dollars, which we invested in a very conservative way to make sure that we protected the principal and that we could afford to make the promise to all of these kids that the full college scholarship would be there. The youngest child at the time was about 18 months old when she lost her mother. So we knew that there was a good 20-year trajectory even before that child would be entering college. So we wanted to make sure that before we made the promise to anyone, we could make it to everyone.
And you mentioned in the immediate aftermath, and that's kind of an important phrase, because as the years wear on, do people that would donate, do other federal employees, people involved in any peripheral way, do they still maintain the intensity of interest in following up with these people and remembering the sacrifice they made?
I absolutely think that people remember. I think being here in Washington, you have a sense of that Very much so in talking with people. Almost everyone who's in the federal community here in Washington knows someone who was touched by 9/11, whether it was here or in New York. And so I do think that the community that we work with does honor those sacrifices and that loss. You know, we're very lucky in that the initial donations were enough for us to be able to say this program is fully funded. So while we have still received some donations over the years that help us to have a little insurance policy there, we're not in desperate need of donations for that program. We can focus on the needs of federal employees now today in the aftermath of hurricanes and earthquakes and those kinds of things.
Because there is that need. There is that need.
There is. There is that need every day. And one of the things that we've been seeing more and more is that federal employees are just as impacted by the economy as everyone else. Our General Emergency Assistance Program, which helps on a day-to-day basis, has tripled in the last 3 to 5 years.
Anything that you would have done different or FIA would have done different when it comes to these types of scholarship programs or helping the kids of feds? Is there anything you wish you could have done more of?
You know, I think overall the program has worked the way it was intended to, and it's worked very well. One of the things that we were able to do in Oklahoma City, because there were other funds that were created to help those students as well, so there was some excess money in that program, we were able to help through a group that we work with in Oklahoma City provide some tutoring for students when they were still in junior high and high school to help them be successful when they got to college. And that's not a connection that we have. You know, we've sort of been on our own with this Pentagon program. And so we haven't been able to do that extra for students. And I think that might have been something that would have helped some of these kids who are struggling now. But I do think that knowing that they can take their time and get their degree, if it takes them 5 years or 6 years, that the money will still be there for them is important.
And some of the kids are already in college?
Yes. We actually have about 35 students who have already graduated from school. We've got 6 who are in college this semester, and we've got about a dozen more who have not started college yet, and they'll be starting over the next 5 or 6 years, most of them.
So you really do keep track of them.
We do. We do. It's important to us that, you know, we didn't make a promise and then hope that no one could find us. We want to make sure that those kids know where to come when it's time for them to go to school.